The 18th annual Woodstock Film Festival takes place this week. It kicks off with a performance and screening Wednesday evening and runs through Sunday with showings in Woodstock, Saugerties, Rosendale, Rhinebeck, and Kingston. A few of the films were shot locally. Myra Blaustein is co-founder and executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival.
More and more filmmakers who have grown up here are going out there into the world and making these amazing films.
Films, she says, such as the documentary This is Congo, about the continuing conflict there.
This is Congo had its world premiere at the Venice Film Festival beginning of September to standing ovation. It was made by a filmmaker who grew up in Woodstock and who currently lives in Hudson.
She refers to Daniel McCabe.
And on the other hand, I guess I should juxtapose that with a film such as What the Children Do, which was shot on a shoestring right in Woodstock. It's really a beautiful story, well acted, well everything, but with a tiny budget, funded by, you know, Woodstockers.
Brooklyn filmmaker Dean Peterson wrote and directed What Children Do. It's about two estranged sisters who return to their house in rural New York to care for their dying grandmother. Peterson says most of the film was shot in Woodstock, including the house. He says filming also took place in a few surrounding areas as well as in Kingston. He first mentions a location in Woodstock.
And we shot a lot of stuff on like Tinker Street. There's like a montage where they kind of go around town and go to different shops around there. So I'm sure people would recognize like stores that are, you know, in the area. We shot in like the Kingston area. We went to like Zaborski Emporium, and we got a lot of stuff on the roundabout in Kingston, right on the water, and like the bridge going over the river.
Peterson talks about his focus on sisters.
I wrote the script because, I have two sisters myself, and the movie isn't based on them in any way, but I was always fascinated by the dynamic between sisters and the kind of complicated nature of just the relationship between sisters specifically has always been really interesting to me. And there aren't really a lot of movies that I feel like really accurately capture the kind of complexity of that relationship.
Christopher Radcliffe and Lauren Wolkstein are New York City-based filmmakers who shot The Strange Ones in the Hudson Valley. Here's Radcliffe.
We chose the Hudson Valley kind of for a few different reasons. It's not actually our first time shooting in the Hudson Valley. The Strange Ones is actually based on a short that we made in 2011. And we also shot that in the Hudson Valley. In fact, a lot of the locations in the feature are very close to or the same locations that we used in the short.
The Strange Ones is an atmospheric thriller about a young man and a boy, seemingly brothers, who appear to be on a road trip across an undefined remote American landscape. Again, Radcliffe.
We knew the sort of feeling that we wanted the locations to have, and it had to be something that was kind of had a lot of variation in terms of it had to be like rural at times, at other times, like, you know, more sort of like based around highways and major transit areas, and that, but then also like very like kind of like lush nature sort of like locations that look like they could be sort of like very remote.
Radcliffe says they knew they could find it all in the Hudson Valley. Wolkstein says they took a scouting road trip to the Catskills for the short film and repeated that trip for the feature. She says places in the Hudson Valley and Catskills project a sense of timelessness, and they contain a variety of landscapes.
We shot in Phoenicia.
At the Phoenicia Diner, yeah.
Which is our favorite diner. We love that place. We shot in Kerhonkson. We shot a bunch of different locations there. We stayed at the Hudson Valley Resort and Spa. The whole cast and crew stayed there.
Radcliffe says the character's destination was shot in Woodstock, and they shot around an abandoned limestone mine in Rosendale, Ulster County.
Widow Jane Mine was another, in the movie, the cave location and a lot of the sort of outdoor kind of like forest locations that we needed for like scenes that take place like in the middle of the forest, those all were shot around, or some of them were shot around the Widow Jane Mine.
Again, Blaustein.
I really like to say and see that there's such richness in talent in this area.
Zooming out from the Hudson Valley, Susan Sarandon will receive this year's Maverick Award and Bill Pullman the Festival's Excellence in Acting Award. The Woodstock Film Festival takes place October 11th through October 15th. There's more information at woodstockfilmfestival.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.